Good morning on this Friday, November 21st. From the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities, I'm Brady Johnson with your morning newscast. The National Weather Service office in the Quad Cities is alerting residents to areas of fog that will last into the mid-morning and could be locally dense south of Highway 34, with visibilities down near a quarter mile. Use extra caution if traveling this morning. A new Central Iowa report on water quality and public health has strong implications for the Quad Cities area. WVIK freelance reporter Jonathan Turner attended a Davenport presentation on its findings.
Iowa has a population of 3.2 million people, but about 25 million hogs, and regulation of human sewage is much stricter than regulation of animal waste. That leads to serious concerns over water quality, the subject of a new report presented Wednesday at St. Ambrose University amidst mounting public pressure to bolster transparency and accountability for Iowa's worsening water pollution crisis. On Wednesday night, November 19th, Food and Water Watch, St. Ambrose Sustainability Committee, and Progressive Action for the Common Good hosted a panel discussion at Rogalski Center with three University of Iowa researchers behind the recent Central Iowa Water Quality Report. In a Q&A session after the presentation, University of Iowa Assistant Research Scientist Elliot Anderson was asked about the highest priority for the Quad Cities area compared to the Des Moines area.
Some of the drinking water challenges that we talked about, they're somewhat transferable over here, and as we move through this report more and more, I become more and more concerned about the drinking water because those have the most direct influence on human health.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
A Sudanese-American comedian from the Quad Cities wants to raise awareness about the humanitarian crisis in Sudan. Samar Abdul is a survivor of the Darfur genocide in the early 2000s. He came to the U.S. as a refugee. Abdul tells the 21st show that the violence that's being inflicted on Sudan's ethnic minorities is nothing new. He recalls his experience escaping Sudan's Darfur region with his family as a child and how he realized that the situation was serious.
You look at the adults for guidance and you look at them as the protectors. But when you realize they're also in fear, something is happening.
The Rapid Support Forces are an Arab militia group currently engaged in a civil war with Sudanese forces. The group seized the city of El Fasher in Darfur last month. The RSF is responsible for mass killings and raping women and girls. The United Nations estimates 90,000 people have been displaced since the city was seized. Nearly 60 immigrants took the Oath of Allegiance Thursday morning at Augustana College's Bruner Theater in Rock Island, completing their final step in becoming United States citizens. The Central District of Illinois saw in new Americans from 22 countries, with the largest representation coming from Mexico and Togo. Among those sworn in was Augustana's own vice president, Gauri Pitali. The state's largest school district says there could be an increase in the number of students experiencing homelessness this year. Iowa Public Radio's Lucia Chang reports.
Des Moines Public Schools homeless liaison Lynette Wilson says there isn't one reason she can pinpoint that causes homelessness. But she does know that some families have to choose between a stick of deodorant or a pound of hamburger. Wilson says more than 660 students experienced homelessness last year. By the end of this year, she expects to surpass that number.
We just can't forget that we've got kids out there. And from the 562 that I have today, there's probably at least another 562 that we don't know about yet.
She says people can help students by giving to food pantries or donating gift cards. Federal law requires schools to assist students who are homeless with transportation and academic support. I'm Lucia Chang, IPR News.
Prisons in Illinois are going into lockdowns twice as often as they were in 2020. That's when incarcerated people are confined to their cells almost all day, without access to the gym, cafeteria, library, classes, or family visits. Dr. Terry A. Coopers is a psychiatrist who studies the effects of prison conditions. He says he considers lockdowns a form of solitary confinement.
It's been determined by the United Nations that more than 15 days in solitary confinement constitutes a human rights abuse and torture.
Most of the lockdowns in Illinois happen because of staff shortages. The Illinois Department of Corrections says it's working to recruit more staff and encourages prisons to keep their programs going through lockdowns. Newly released documents by Congress show deeper ties between convicted child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and prominent civic figure Thomas Pritzker. WBEC's Maria Wolfel reports.
Thomas Pritzker is Governor J.B. Pritzker's cousin. He also helps lead Hyatt Hotels, the Pritzker Organization, and the University of Chicago. The documents show Thomas Pritzker and Epstein connected at least 20 times via email for friendly conversations about current events or to make plans to see each other. Once, Epstein writes, "Nice to see you. Please come more often," to which Thomas Pritzker responds, "Always fun." The emails span from 2010, 2 years after Epstein pled guilty to soliciting sex from a child, to early 2019, the year Epstein was arrested for child sex trafficking. Thomas Pritzker declined to comment. The governor didn't respond.
I'm Mariah Wolfel.
The National Weather Service office in the Quad Cities is forecasting a 30% chance of rain, mainly between 3 and 5 p.m., with cloudy skies and a high near 48. Northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, then gradually clearing with a low around 30. North wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm after midnight. Sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 54.